Like you said everything. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That's very practical. That's the best. Thank God for you, sir. Wow. I was just looking at myself. I think I've just started. Pastor, thank you for this opportunity to stand again before the people of God. I want to say again, Happy Father's Day to everyone. Talking about the fathers, our fathers-to-be. And then for all our mothers, you have some fathers inside of you. And some fathers came out of you. Hallelujah. Amen. I would like to take the last point of Pastor Van. That's where I'm going to share is coming from. And that is the power in a father's blessing. The power that lies in father's blessing. That is like God the Father who blesses us. He has given the Father the authority to stand as the priest, to stand as the Father representing the Heavenly Father, to bequeath blessing upon his children. God has given that authority to the man. To the man. It lies with you to bless. Nobody else will do it. And except we do it, no one else can do it. That is why you are a father. I want to read from, Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49. Let me quickly read from verse 22. Father, we thank you. Thank you for this moment. Have your way. I yield myself to you. Holy Spirit, take over. Let your word sink into our hearts. Make us both the hearers and the doers of your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Genesis chapter 49, verse 22 through 26. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the God of your father, who will help you, and by the Almighty, who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breasts and of the womb. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Now, this chapter 49, we see Jacob blessing all his children before his departure. God has given him that authority as the head. He was blessing all his children. We just single out the one that refers to Joseph here. In biblical times, a father's blessing meant everything. It was not just a show of favor, but it was the passing on of an inheritance and wishing that child a long and prosperous life. Father's blessing is a simple way to remind the child that he is special, loved, and that his or our true identity is from God. So, when a father blesses his child or children, he's passing down God's own authority through him, flowing into that child or the children. And it's a simple way of saying, child, you are blessed, you are special, you are loved, and you came from God. Only you passed through me. So we see here that Isaac, first of all, let's go back to Isaac before Jacob. Isaac blessed Jacob. Of course, we know the background that what happened was a twisting. But then, the spiritual legacy was passed on from Isaac to Jacob. Don't let us go into the what happened, you know. But the intent of Isaac was to pass on the legacy and the blessing, the spiritual inheritance, to the next generation. And so he blessed Jacob. Genesis chapter 27, 26 to 29. Because of our time, I'll just mention four things there that he prayed on. If you look into that scripture, number one, he prayed for the dew of heaven to rest on Jacob. Verse 28. He prayed for the fatness of the earth, the plenty, that is the grain and the vine, to be multiplied. The same verse 28. He was talking about abundance and prosperity upon his child. He prayed for spiritual authority and rulership over his son. Verse 29. He prayed for divine fortification, that is protection, over his son. Verse 29. That Jacob carried this godly lineage and inheritance to the next generation because it was placed on him by his father Isaac. The father blessed him and he had it. So he had the dew of heaven, open heaven, favor, wisdom, guidance. He had the fatness of the earth. He had the authority, the rulership, and he had the divine fortification. The presence of the Lord was with him. So Isaac passed that to Jacob. Then, where we just read, Jacob was now blessing all his children, but he singled out. The prayer he prayed for Joseph was much more than all the children. And looking into the four points, because of our time, I want you to also look at the pattern of the transfer of this inheritance and authority and blessing from him to the children, especially here to Joseph, because Joseph was to be the lineage through which Messiah will come. He prophesied it. He said it. What will happen? So God has given you, the Father, the authority to bless your home, bless your children, prophesy what will happen. It doesn't matter what you are saying now. It is given to you to release what God has given to you upon your home, upon your children, upon their lives. One of my prayers is, Lord, make my children greater than me. Make them greater than me. Let them, where I've not stepped into spiritually, help them to be there. Hallelujah. Let's see the pattern, because of our time. The pattern of Jacob's prayer. You know, as he was blessing Joseph, we read it. But let me bring out the four points again. I want you to see the pattern. It's just like the pattern, the prayer of Isaac to Jacob. He prayed the same thing. In verse 25, he prayed for blessings from heaven above. Just like the dew of heaven. To rest upon the child. To rest upon Joseph. God has given the man, the father, the authority. We are the priests. We are the father. And like our heavenly father who blesses us, who declares his mind upon us, God expects us to also declare his own mind, God's mind, upon our children. God has released that authority to you. So Jacob blessed Joseph, asking for blessing from heaven, verse 25, that is favor, wisdom, guidance, and on. Number two, He prayed that he will experience the blessing from the depth, the deep beneath. That is prosperity, like his father prayed for him. He prayed for fruitfulness, procreation, verse 25, multiplication. And we also know what happened in Egypt, that Israelites grew, they multiplied, to the extent that Pharaoh became afraid of the multitude of these people. Because the father has prayed for Joseph and all his brethren. Number four, he prayed that Joseph, take note of verse 26, that he will be leader among his brothers. That he will be the leader among his brothers. I take a phrase there. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. He knew what happened. So it's a prayer that the father prophesied upon him. He shall be a leader. He was already a leader because God brought him to Egypt before the brethren and his father. But now he prophesied, and do you know that prophecy came to pass? That the descendants of Joseph were strong. They were strong leaders among the northern tribes of Israel. Go read the scripture because of our time. 1 Kings chapter 12 from verse 25 to 33. They were so strong. And you take time to read, you discover that Gideon, that we read about, happened to be a Josephite, is a descendant of Joseph. So great men came out of Joseph, out of his lineage. Prayers, authority God has given to man. Fathers, we are to bless the coming generation. It doesn't matter what we see, you can change it. You keep on prophesying, you keep on speaking the mind of God, and it shall come to pass. I remember there is a great man of God in Lagos, Nigeria today. Some of us, if I mention his name, you will remember. His father's name is Ade Farasin. Pastor Ade Farasin. When his father was alive, the father was happened to be the chief judge of Lagos State in those days. Committed and serious, devoted believer, but he happened to be the chief judge of Lagos State. While his father was alive, this man was now a pastor. This young man then was in and out of jail because he was dealing with drugs and all kinds of things from one problem to the other, and his father happened to be a judge. And it was a bad name. It was not a good reputation for the family. The father kept on praying for this son of his, that he will know the Lord. He will serve God. It was heartbroken for the father to see his son oftentimes being arrested, not only in Nigeria, in US here, in many places, and he's dragged to the court. And of course, you don't have to bend the law. But to cut a long story short, in a special way, Ade Farasin had an encounter with God. His father was already dead, but he had an encounter with God that changed his life. Today, his ministry is worldwide. His ministry is worldwide. The power of the prayer, the blessing that comes from the Father. It doesn't matter what you are saying. Don't let that be, what will stop you from praying. You prophesy, you pray, you release what is the mandate of heaven over that child, over that son, over that daughter, because you are the father. No one else will do it. People can bless them, people can do everything, but the prayer that comes from you as a father is directly from the throne of God. Through you, because they pass through you. There is something, there's a connection between you and those children. Therefore, there is something God has given you as an inheritance that you can pass over to your child or children. I got this. I don't want to read this, but I just want to read. I got this from my son, Paul, in Nigeria this morning. He was just greeting me for, you know, Happy Father's Day. Let me just read this. Say, Happy Father's Day, Dad. Words cannot describe how great a father you are. You left us a great inheritance in Nigeria. Well, I didn't have any house in Nigeria. You have fulfilled the scriptures. You left an item that cannot be rotted or get hold or needs a renovations. You left us a good name. Thank you for being a good father. I pray that God Almighty will give us the grace and power to keep the family legacy going. We love you, Dad. Greetings from my wife and boys. God bless you richly in Jesus' name. Amen. When I read it, I said, Lord, thank you. Please help him the more. I don't know. The little we can do, there is something God is expecting you to please do on his behalf. What applies to the father applies to the mother. The children pass through your womb. There is something that connects you with that child. There is something, and there is an authority that comes directly from God to you and through you that can be passed on to the children. If you fail to do it, if you fail to release it, nobody else will do it for you. People will pray, they can fast for them, they can bless them, they can do everything, but the one that comes from you will stand as an inheritance spiritually. And if there is anything that needs to be changed, that needs to be, you know, maybe excavated or removed or, you know, to be deleted, God will do it because you have prayed, because you have prophesied, because you have released God's mind upon such a child. Thank God for the way God led dear pastor. See, when a child sees you doing something, that's what they learn. That's what they see. Don't do this, don't do this. They will hear it. It goes out from this side. But it's what they are seeing you doing that they want to do. They see you praying, they would like to begin to pray right from early age. They see you holding microphone preaching, that's what they begin to do right from early age, because they've seen you doing it. And so there are things that must pass through us. As the pastor was talking there, I felt a guilt in my heart. You know that guilt? I'm going to confess it here because I'm going to practice it tonight again. I've been doing it, but for a while I stopped because I've been telling Jesse, I'm sorry, I'm busy. See, I have to. Today, he told me, he said, what is the use of Father's Day if we cannot go out to have a special Father Day, father and son, day? We used to have it, but I became very busy. It's my grandson, but God has allowed him to come that way. I have an obligation. As Pastor Van was talking, I felt, wow. And he told me this morning, as we're coming here, are we going to go out? I said, we'll plan for another time. And I've been doing that from time to time. We'll look for another time. I'm going to do it tonight. Thank you, Pastor Van. Hallelujah. So let's find time. Let's create time. And the Lord will help us. Because nobody else. You will remember you sat with me. All that you gave as an example, your daughter will never forget. Many places you went with her. So God is expecting you to pass. God allowed that child to pass through you, to pass through your home, through your lineage. I don't know why. God allowed them to pass through me, so it means God is holding me responsible as a father to let heaven be duplicated in their hearts. And it's, you are number one teacher. I am the number one teacher that I have to teach them, train them as a priest, and release God's blessing into their life. Let us see again the third example. The first one is Isaac prayed for Jacob. Number two, Jacob blessed Joseph. All right. And then the third is Jacob blessed Joseph's sons. One would have expected, okay, it should be Joseph now that should bless his own sons. But let's go into the scripture. Let's go to Genesis chapter 48. Came to a time when Joseph knew his father was about to pass away. He brought his two sons that he had in Egypt, Ephraim and Manasseh. He brought them before his father. And when the father saw the children, he said, who are these? Oh, these are the children that were, you know, born to me here in Egypt. And the Lord ministered to Jacob, because he was being led by the Spirit of God. I want us to look at that scripture, but it's a long one. But I want to quickly get some few things from there, from verse 3. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me in Luz, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make you, make of you a multitude of people, and give this land to your descendant after you as an everlasting possession. Take note of verse 5. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. So Jacob took over the two sons of Joseph. From there, there was a spiritual transaction that happened. So instead of Joseph now praying for his sons, it was Jacob that now blessed the sons of Joseph. Remember, he brought them before his father, and he says, this is the eldest on your right hand, this is the younger one on your left, and the father, and his father, you know, change his hands, place the right hand on the younger, and place the left hand on the elder. And Joseph said, no, Lord, my father, it shouldn't be done that way. This is the elder brother, this is the younger one. Because normally the elder one is the one that you bequeath blessing upon. He said, no, let's have it. This is what should be done now. He was moved by the Spirit to bless the younger one. So the power have to, the lineage, the inheritance pass through the younger one, because that was what heaven was saying. So instead of Joseph praying, it was Jacob that prayed. And when you look into the 12 tribes of Israel, when they got to the land, which we have done that here in Bible study, when they got to the land, in the dividing of the land, Levi didn't have any inheritance, and Joseph didn't have any inheritance. But there was inheritance for Ephraim and Manasseh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are we talking about? Releasing the power, the blessing, the inheritance that God has for that child through you from heaven. It should pass through you. So you must bless them. We have to bless them. We have to release God's purpose in their lives. Hallelujah. I'm looking at the time. So these are the, we've seen the biblical pattern that were followed. Even during the time of Jesus, let me take us back to the time. The Bible says one of the disciples or the followers of Christ who want to be a disciples once told Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 verse 21 to 22, told Jesus, please, I would like to follow you, but allow me first to go and bury my father or kiss my father and bid him bye-bye. In one word, there is something that needs to be passed down to me, being the eldest child, I need to do that. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 21-22. Do we find that? Is he on the board? Okay. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. The next. But Jesus said unto him, follow me, and let the dead bury their dead. What was he talking about? Burying the father. You want to stay. The father is not yet dead. You want to remain with the father, get the blessing, bury the father before following Jesus. Of course, something has to be passed on. But Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead. Hallelujah. Of course, you know that in John chapter 17, Jesus, being the Father, the representative of heaven, God in the flesh, when he was about to leave, he prayed, he released the authority upon the disciples, upon the church. John chapter 17, from verse 9. John 17, verse 9. Jesus said, is he on the board? Yes, okay. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are mine. Next. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I'm glorified in them. Yeah. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thy own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Next. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. In thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition. That the scripture might be fulfilled. That the scripture might be fulfilled. Now, Jesus prayed, number one, for unity. He prayed for protection. He said, while I was with them, I kept them. I provided that leadership and protection. Now I'm going away, Father. You do the same. I bless this one. I pray for this one. Not the world. He released the blessing. He released the power upon the church, upon the disciples. God has given us, fathers, the privilege of acting like him, representing him in our various homes, to bless those offspring, those that the Lord has given to us. How do we do that? How do we impart these blessings over our children? Number one, we do that. I do this oftentimes. You lay your hand with the word of God in your mouth. Pray for your children by laying hands. Lay hands on them. Right from the time they are growing up. And keep doing that. Lay hands on them and you prophesy the word of God into their lives. That these ones will walk in the path of righteousness. They will obey God. They will do the will of God. The Lord will open their eyes. Number two, speak over them. Speak over him or her. If he's far away, like any child that is grown, from the time you leave home and you are in the college, you're already out. Alright? You only come occasionally. Now you can speak the word through the phone. Thank God for technology. The Bible says in Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent forth his word. In one word, you can send the word of God anywhere. So you can send the word of God to that child, upon that child. You can correct whatever is wrong. You can correct whatever is going on. You can prophesy what you want to see. You can tell the devil to stop operating. You can tell the enemy to stop doing what he's doing. One of our mommies in the Lord, not in this church. If I mention the name, I think our mom, Mama Rachel, will know. But I won't mention that. Now, she'd be going through a very difficult situation. And when the doctor detected that she was having a cancer, it was a tough time. So people started praying and everything, you know. prophesying. When she saw that, I mean, she's about 70 something years, almost 78 or 9. But oftentimes we have to pray. Oftentimes we have to send the word. I was glad when I heard this morning, she called me this morning to wish me a happy Father's Day and said she went through, you know, all the tests and everything that she has to go through, 1, 2, 3, and she was declared cancer free. And every time we send the word of God to this woman of God, we always pray, you are going to be among those who will be cancer free. Cancer is a stranger, it cannot stay there. The word of God, distance, you know, is there, but the word of God goes anywhere. I was shouting at my wife, said, what is going on? What is happening? Because I was in the room. Good news, that the word of God works anywhere you send it. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Correct anything that needs to be corrected. You know, record, impart whatever needs to be imparted through the word. That's how we can release the blessing. Number three, pray over a material. Sometimes we might say, okay, we have that example in the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 19:11-12. You know, that Paul's handkerchief was able to heal. Handkerchief that came out of his body when it was placed upon the sick, they were healed. You can pray on items. You send card. Don't just send ordinary card. You know, birthday card, whatever. Pray upon that card. Release power upon that card. And whatever you are given as gift, pray upon it. You are releasing anointing. You are releasing authority over that thing. As soon as it touches or she touches it, it's not just anything. There is impartation. Because you have released authority over it and into it. So you can pray over clothes, you can pray over whatever gift you are sending, you know, and it will be used by God. Because time and distance is not a problem for God. And then number four, you have to pray prophetically, make a declaration what you want to see. But oftentimes, you know, we are human, sometimes we are not patient. All the prayers we pray now, want it answered now. If we don't see it answered, we are discouraged. There are some prayers that we have, you know, God has heard you, God has answered you, but implementation, heaven knows the right time to implement it. So let's wait for the right time. But we pray, Lord, we want to see the goodness of the Lord in the life of our coming generation, our children, in our time. But there are so many things that will also happen even when we are gone, if Jesus is to come. What I know is this. Yoruba used to say that a child that is prayed for, a child of a prayer warrior, will not get missed. Will not be lost. There could be, you know, he missed the road, he missed whatever, is coming back. She's coming back. Know why? Because heaven will trouble that heart. She'll be dreaming, he will be dreaming, until he's back to the right path. So don't give up. You have the authority on your tongue. You have the power. Except if it's somebody else, that is the mother or the father. If you are the father, you have been given authority. To rule, to destroy, to bring the path of that child to the right path. The enemy may try, but he has lost the battle. Something good is about to happen. Hallelujah. And finally, not just the father blessing the children, releasing the authority of heaven. I want to thank God in this house that we have a father. Hallelujah. We have our heavenly father. We also have a father. Amen. This is not about age. Whoever is given the authority to rule, to be in charge of, you know, something, especially the body of Christ, he is a father. And so we thank God for his life. We thank God for what God is doing. And not only that, children should also learn to honor and bless their parents. Amen? Children should learn to honor and bless their parent, their father. The Bible says, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, that Children should do what? Honor their father and their mother, that it might be well with them, and that their days may be long upon the earth which the Lord has given to them. So if you have not seen it as a serious thing, please honor your father. Whoever is placed above you spiritually, please give due honor. Amen. Amen. And then your biological father, please take care of him. When he's here, we used to say in Nigeria, you don't begin to, you know, there are some people, they wait until their father or mother is dead, and they now, you know, hoard 10 cows, 20 cows. So we are going to, you know, we close all the streets. People will know that this man had children. How many of the cows he ate before he left? How many things have you done to honor him, to let him know that he's cared for, he's loved, you appreciate all his effort over your life? How many things? So, children, let's learn to honor our father, our fathers, and our mothers, that it might be well with us. Well with us spiritually, well with us physically. Amen. Number three, there under children honoring parents, you have to live for God. I want us to read this scripture. When you live for God, when we live for God, it brings, you know, joy to the heart of parents. It makes them happy. Let's read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 24 to 34. It's a long one. We are going to read it. Proverbs 23, 24 to 34. Quickly, and just one point, then we pray. Proverbs 23. Are we there? 23, 24 to 34. The father of the righteous shall what? Shall greatly rejoice. And he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy over them, over him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad. And she that bore thee shall do what? Rejoice. My son, give me thy heart, and let thy eyes observe my ways. For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. You know why the devil is doing all that? He wants to increase the number of people who are rebellious against God. 29. Who has woe? Okay, let's stop there. Let's stop there. We can read that later. But that is talking about drunkards. It's talking about those who have strayed from God. But the verses I'm looking at, we have read it, 24 to 25. Amen? When you live a godly life, when you live a life that shows godliness and you fear God, it brings joy to the parents. To the parent, when you hear that your son did that, not only academically, like we just heard, even spiritually, in many areas, and you excel, you bring joy. The same thing in the spirit realm. When we do things that gladdens the heart of God, God is happy. When any of the members in Mount Zion, you know, do anything that is honoring, what happened to the pastor? What happens to the leaders? We're happy, and to the members. Hallelujah. So let's live for God. Let's live for God. And lastly, reward labor and sacrifice of your parents. If you are to take them out, if you are to do anything special, while they are alive, don't wait. That when they die, I will make sure that the heaven and the earth, they know that he left a wonderful son or daughter. Do whatever you can do now to honor your father, to honor your mother. Show respect. Reward their labor. Reward the time they suffered, the time they prayed, the time they labored, the time there was nothing. They made you to eat and they went on fasting. Not because they wanted to fast. May the Lord help us. Amen. There is power in your mouth, Father. There is power and authority. And God expects you to release it, and as you bless your offspring. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love over our lives. Thank you, Lord, you prayed for us on that cross, Jesus. When you prayed as a father, even to the rebellious world. Say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And before your departure, you pray for your church, that they will be one. Not only that, that this one will be kept by your power, by your presence, that they will not fall out, that they will not be overcome by sin, by the world, by the devil. You cared. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And we have seen from your word that you want, oh God, the authority and your divine purpose that you have released from heaven through the lineage, the spiritual lineage and the biological lineage, Father, that we find ourselves in, you want that to continue. That the coming generation, Lord, they will also receive the impartation that we got from you through our parents. We pray, oh God, this day, Lord, that heaven will smile upon us, smile upon fathers, and remind fathers that we are representing heaven. That we will not fail in our duty, Lord, to pray, to live exemplary life, especially, oh God, to decree, to uproot whatever that is ungodly, anything that, oh Lord, you have not planted in the life of our children. Lord, to remove them and to reorder their steps prophetically as we pray, as we release the authority over their lives, as we make declaration of what we expect them to be before you, Lord, in this word. Father, we pray, Lord, Father, we shall not fail in the name of Jesus. As Father, you help us, Jehovah God, to continue to stand as priests, as fathers, declaring your mind upon our children, upon the coming generation, that this one will not fail. That come what may, they will serve you. We know that the coming generation, they're having a lot of challenges, the world of technology. Lord, but we pray the grace for them to live, even in their own generation, that grace already has been released from you. And so, Father, if you have kept us, you will keep them. Lord, if you have helped, Father, those who went before us and you are helping us now, you will also help them. Amen. Father, none of our children will go astray. Amen. Father, whatever the enemy is doing in their life, we don't agree with the enemy's plans. We disagree with the plans of hell. We disagree with the strategy of the wicked one. And Lord, we declare that their path, oh God, is straightened. That these children, oh God, they will serve you. They will know you. They will serve you better than we are serving you. Lord, where we have not gotten into spiritually in our bed, in our walk with you, they will excel. They will go beyond in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, begin to give them dreams, hunger for you, willingness to serve you, willingness to read your word, willingness, oh God, to be, Father, an example, Jehovah God, of children of Zion. Children of heaven, so that your heart first of all will be gladdened and the heart of parents will be gladdened. Father, we thank you. Well, Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for all we have had today from the first speaker, our dear Pastor Van, and all we have had. Help us to be doers. Oh, mighty God, much is expected from us as fathers. Help us not to fail. Thank you, Father. We thank you for our Father in the house. We bring him before you. We ask, oh God, you called him. He didn't call himself. You gave him this assignment. He didn't choose to do it. But you called him and you said, this is what I want you to do. And he's saying, I yield myself. Father, we pray. He will not fail. Lord, he will not fall. Lord, he will not falter. Lord, you will grant him all that he needs on a daily basis. Father, to live exemplary life. To continue to be the mouthpiece that you have called him. Father, and whatever I decrease, Lord, it shall be so. Whatever he binds, remain bound. Whatever he loses, remain loosed. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we pray, God, all the sons and daughters you have given him, Lord, spiritually, Ancient of Days, we ask, oh God, for wherever they are, as many, oh God, that have passed through, Lord, the ministry and the life of your son, we ask, oh God, today, that, Lord, you will touch their lives. Father, thank you. Continue to use your son. Lord, continue to use him as a father, Lord, under the great father in this house. We bless you. We bless him, oh God, today. And we say it is well with him in the name of Jesus. It is well with all the fathers in the mighty name of Jesus. And all the fathers outside there, Lord, it is well. We thank you. Those who have not known you will know you. Father, you grant them a great dissatisfaction over their satisfaction. Whatever satisfaction they are gaining from anything that is not you, grant them dissatisfaction. Let them begin to see that everything is vanity. All is vanity until they cry to you. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' name, amen.